From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Arab officials say U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital risks plunging the Middle East into violence and chaos. Arab League foreign ministers now say it means the U.S. cannot be relied upon as a broker of Middle East peace. The statement by 22 countries, including close U.S. allies, comes after a third day of violence and protests in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israel conducted airstrikes Saturday on Hamas positions in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military says two weapons manufacturing sites, an arms warehouse, and a military compound were hit. The airstrikes, which came after rockets were fired at Israel from the area, killed two people and injured 20 more. Hamas earlier this week called for a Palestinian uprising against Israel after Mr. Trump recognized Jerusalem as the country's capital. After more than 3 years of combat operations, Iraq announced Saturday that the fight against the Islamic State group is over. Iraqi and American officials warned that key challenges remain despite the military victory. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi formally announced the victory in an address to the nation aired on Iraqi state television Saturday evening. A top UN official told senior North Korean figures there was an urgent need to keep channels open to avoid the risk of war. The statement follows a visit to Pyongyang by Jeffrey Feltman, the highest-level trip by a UN official to the isolated nation in 6 years. North Korea says it has agreed to regular communication with the UN. From Washington, this is VOA News.